we are now joined by our friend Lisa Anto of Grace Wynn Cooperative. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing fabulous on this Monday morning.
And welcome to Ryan Foley's Keep It Local segment.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you here. And how was your drive down, by the way? That must have been interesting. Were you here? Did you get here yesterday?
No, I came in this past Thursday.
Oh, okay. So you've been here for a few days.
Yes. I've enjoyed every minute. I had a wonderful Airbnb downtown in the historic Wheeler Building.
All right.
Shout out to the getaway, Tyler and Annie from the skateboard shop. All right. And that was wonderful. So, yeah, glad
fantastic.
To be here this morning.
Yeah.
You got to have a little time to tool around Northfield and check some things out.
Yeah, just a little bit. I try to do that every time I'm in town because it's such a destination here. Ryan and I were talking about that offline.
Yeah.
It's just such a fun community. There's so much to do. And it's one of the top reasons why we are very excited to have Grace Wynn here, because this is what our members want. Our future members are going
absolutely.
To
absolutely.
There you go. And speaking of which is the reason for why you're here today. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for Grace Wynn to get us started.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with the company about 5 years, and I'm responsible for sales and marketing. So okay. Everything from the newspaper ads that we run to the meetings we run. We have a local salesperson here in town, mm-hmm. Todd, and a sales office right near Grand Plaza Mexican Restaurant. On Jefferson, and my role essentially is just to drum up the required interest to get our projects launched in all of these markets. So I'm working on getting our brand recognized, connecting with the community and the leadership in the community, and really getting the word out.
All right.
And we love partners like KYMN who help us do that in such an effective way.
Absolutely. Oh, go ahead, Rich.
I was just saying, we appreciate that. We love partners like Grace Wynn who see the value of KY.
Yes. So to dive in here, tell us a little bit, just overarching, what is Grace Wynn?
So Grace Wynn is an active 55-plus senior cooperative. We are, and I work for Grace Wynn Development, so we essentially do three things for cooperative communities, which... for a lot of people in Northfield, they already know that those are communities that are owned by their members and operated by members with, you know, the support of property management and maintenance. But as a development, stepping back a little bit, we offer really three key pieces of value to a community, of a cooperative community that we develop. So first thing is obviously we procure the land, we build the building, we get it through the city entitlement process, so everything mm-hmm. you would expect a developer to do. Mm-hmm. The second aspect is we also provide the legal framework for the cooperative, so set up the articles of incorporation in the state of Minnesota and provide all of the governing and legal documents that the cooperative entity itself will need to run. Mm-hmm. And then the third piece, which maybe doesn't get talked about as much, is we serve, and this is the only time anyone who doesn't live in a cooperative can serve, we serve as your board of directors.
Oh.
Initially. So as your initial board, we get all the vendors secured, get the bids for everything from internet to snow shoveling, and very negotiate good. The contracts on your behalf. And then we serve in that capacity until the co-op is 70% occupied, which is the milestone that the state of Minnesota's laws require for the elections.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's what we do.
And for anyone, actually, okay, Rich, do you mind if I pick on you just for a moment?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Because
I mind.
Does he have a choice?
All right. He doesn't really. I don't know why I'm being so polite today. No, I'm just like, I'm going to pick
right,
on you.
Exactly. Come on.
So because I'm a few years away out from the 55 plus, but Rich is in the 55
yes,
category.
Yes.
I never would have
soon
guessed.
To be plus.
Oh, you,
know,
you,
right?
You are so, you're in sales. You're good.
If we were using Rich as a prospective customer here, prospective tenant, what would we be saying to Rich as are some great things that set Grace Wynn apart from other communities of its style?
She knows the answer to this question because we were talking on Saturday, and then she told me one of the little things that one of their little amenities that they're going to have that kind of set my kind of push my hot button a little bit.
Oh my gosh! Now I'm going to have to make sure I hit this. So you're going to have to tell me. But
well, yeah, you just go ahead and I'll let you know when you get there.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would say to Rich is, you know, he's obviously definitely only in his 50s, so at somewhere in that range. But he's working. He's a hardworking guy, and you know, he spends a lot of time at the radio station, and then he's got to go home to his home, and mm-hmm. he's got things to mow and things to clip and things to fix and mm-hmm. repairs that drain on his time and his wallet.
Sure.
And his energy, right? Energy is something we can't renew.
Right.
That's a great non-renewable mm-hmm. resource yeah, we all have.
True.
So the first thing I would stress to him is that living in a cooperative, all of those things are cared for you.
There you go.
So when you're done with your job here at KYMN, then you can go home. You can enjoy some fellowship with your fellow co-op members. Mm-hmm. You can plan a trip, you know, out of town for the weekend
yeah.
or whatever you want to do guilt-free because your home is being maintained, beautifully cared for. And then if you're just going to hang around the cooperative, you have a host of amenities right there on premise outside of your door. So whether you want to host a party in one of the beautiful community spaces,
yeah.
hit the fitness room, take a walk, go down to the bike storage, grab your bicycle out, and go take a ride around that beautiful north yes. area of Northfield with all the bike trails,
mm-hmm.
Some of which run right outside where the co-op will be, parallel on North Avenue,
mm-hmm.
And do that. So, I mean, it's just really, essentially, it's total freedom.
I'll help you with the amenity.
Yeah,
though. Okay.
Help me.
This is right across the street, or basically from the St. Olaf
natural lands.
Preserves, right?
Yes.
I used to have a dog that I would take around that area all the time, and I couldn't keep him out of the water ever. He'd run ahead of me, right? And we'd come around a corner, and he'd be waiting for me, usually, just to make sure I was coming. You know. But once we got to a pond, I'd come around, and there he'd be in the pond, and he'd come out covered in algae.
Yes.
What on earth, Lisa, am I to do with an algae covered dog when I go back to my home at Gracewind Cooperative?
Rich, you're good. Okay, so that triggered my memory, and common sense triggered it too. So. We are pet friendly,
mm-hmm.
so you can have up two pets up to a 25-pound breed standard, which means if you have a 40-pound pug, that little guy's okay.
Mm-hmm. I had a 100-pound yellow lab.
Well, you know, if he doesn't jump on people and is well-behaved,
okay.
he could potentially be grandfathered in.
Right,
he'd have to be evaluated.
Okay.
But,
okay, we'll figure it out.
For the initial owners. Mm-hmm. But what Rich would do in that situation with his algae-covered dog is come in through the underground parking, and we have a pet wash there.
Yes.
Oh,
so
sold. I have three
dogs. Exactly.
So yeah. Like done right there.
Yeah. And don't worry, we don't forget about your car. There's a car wash bay as well. And we have a fenced pet area scoped for outside as well. So we try to make, I mean, just adding in not only good community spaces for social interaction, but mm-hmm. really functional spaces that are going to make life easier, you know, more enjoyable, less time on, you know, mundane mm-hmm. pursuits. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think we've all, you know, as Minnesotans, don't we hit that point where we've just shoveled enough in our life?
Oh,
I mean, I feel like I hit that
I'm
really
already
early.
So over it.
I hit that point when I was 17.
Oh,
I think I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I also know that Rich is not a big cook. You know, you kind of like to eat out more than anything, right?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the impression I've got.
I enjoy eating out because I enjoy the socialness of communal meals for sure.
Okay. But, so whether you like to eat, you know, maybe have folks prepare your meals for you, or you like to prepare your meals, do you have both options at Gracewind?
Yeah. I mean, so we're active 55 plus, so we mm-hmm. don't offer any dining option per se.
Gotcha.
That said, we have a beautiful community space with a full kitchen.
Oh,
so
okay, great.
That serves a few different functions. People can definitely, the community will definitely use this space. So mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, our co-op in the Brainerd Lakes area last Easter did a big Easter breakfast where the guys did cook to order eggs and different things for the community before everybody kind of vamoosed to go hang out with their family. So they use the space for that. And then we also have owners using that space to host gatherings. So, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of members in a co-op are coming from a fairly sizable house, mm-hmm. and a lot of these folks love to entertain. So,
yeah.
you know, that's kind of the conundrum that in their mind walking into a co-op to tour mm-hmm. it, and they're like, well, I love to entertain. How am I going to do that in 1,400 square feet? Well, here's the answer. You're mm-hmm. not in 1,400 square feet. Everything you see before you, you're a part owner in that, and you can reserve this big, beautiful community space. By the way, that has a fully equipped kitchen, you know, including the plates and mm-hmm. the dishwasher to wash the plates and everything else.
And speaking of that 1,400 square feet, do you offer different types of units for folks to choose from?
We do. We okay. have eight. I love this question. We have eight floor plans. They're all open concept, so kind of a cohesive flow between the kitchen, mm-hmm. the dining, and the living room space. Mm-hmm. And we use great, you know, very nice upscale finishes. So we have vinyl plank flooring, quartz countertops, you know, and folks get to pick their finishing packages. So we have three different styles, modern style, a farmhouse style, and a traditional style.
Mm-hmm.
And you can mix and match as well, or you can check a box, you know. For everything mm-hmm. underneath one package, so you can get as involved as you'd like with that. But that's kind of fun of the part of the fun part. So
sure.
buying in pre-construction, everyone who does that is going to get to select everything from their pendant lighting to the style of floor they like to the quartz that goes in their kitchen.
Right.
There and we love right. looking at all the beautiful combinations people come up with.
Oh, I'm sure people get really creative.
Yeah.
And if folks were to move into a unit and then let's say they're in their, you know, 3 years and they're like, I want to change the paint colors. Is that something they can do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, as the inaugural board, we don't even require, the process in making updates to your unit in a cooperative is typically handled by what's called an in-home improvement form. Mm. And you are just, and that the function of that is because a cooperative is wholly owned by the members, mm-hmm. Each have a share. That means the entire building, all of the assets within it are owned. So changes that one individual make could have impact on the others. So all the changes are reviewed to make sure that, you know, they're nothing too wild mm-hmm. out there that would
yeah.
impact the commercial value.
We're not painting something hot pink all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. paint, we don't yeah. really, you know, like us as the inaugural board, we don't mm-hmm. even require a form for paint. Mm-hmm. You know, we yeah. very deliberately use a very neutral paint color when we, you know, build the building because mm-hmm. we know people love paint, especially in Minnesota. We spend a lot of time indoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that bright paint color, that beautiful, you know, even if it's hot pink yeah. wall, you know, paint is easy and you can easily rectify that if it needs to go back to a neutral tone. So
absolutely. And I would say probably one of the best parts of a community such as yours is the ownership aspect. Can you tell us a little bit more about like what these fees and costs are that people are paying and what they get for it?
Absolutely. Yep. So fees are, there's kind of two aspects. So there's your cost of membership, which is buying your share, and shares start at just about $158,000 mm-hmm. at Gracewind. And then there's your monthly fees.
Okay.
So the monthly fees are two-faceted.
Mm-hmm.
All the cooperatives in Minnesota have a master mortgage on the cooperative. So that's on the entity itself, not, you know, recourse to any one specific member within. And all of the members participate in that master mortgage. So that's one aspect of your payment. The other aspect is the piece that can change mm-hmm. over time because that's based on the operating expenses for the building. So that's everything from the taxes in Dakota County to the master insurance policy that's mm-hmm. held on the entire building to the maintenance and the reserves and the staff
sure.
and the common area cable TV package. Right. I mean, so it's all of those things. And that is budgeted annually, and then those expenses are divided amongst the members based on the square footage of their home. So that though all of those aspects roll into those all-inclusive monthly fees, and those range, our projections at Gracewind right now range from between $1,200 up to $2,700, $2,800 a month.
Gotcha.
So it's, you know, it tends to be a very stable and predictable long-term monthly expense because mm-hmm. it is an expense that's at cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're renting or essentially outside of home ownership, when you're not renting, you don't really see where all of your dollars go, right? Mm-hmm. When you're paying rent or something like that, you don't have any visibility on whether there's a mortgage behind that dollar, right, or an investor group,
yeah,
or what they're paying for electricity or the staff. And maintenance, you don't have any voice in how maintenance is done, when it's done, how effectively it's done as a renter. And that's the really compelling part of a cooperative, honestly, is you have visibility, and not only visibility and transparency, but you have a voice in, yeah, how those things are. You can serve on the board. You can serve on a committee and use and apply your talents that you have for the benefit of the community. And then if you want to go up in the to the office and look at the binder that has the budget and see what the guy shoveling the snow gets paid, you can take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's complete transparency, and there isn't a markup for that landlord, because landlords have to make money too. You know, we're all in business. But that aspect, that layer does not exist in a co-op, which is very powerful and really puts a lot of control in the members' hands. We like to call it life in the driver's seat.
Interesting.
There you go. And your shares, they actually appreciate over time, correct?
100%. Yes, they do. So co-ops operate in what's called a limited equity model.
Mm-hmm.
So our bylaws currently say you can accrue, it appreciates up to 2% per year, yeah, that you live there.
Yeah.
That's a simple interest calculation. Mm-hmm. So if you live there for 5 years, you can get up to 10% return. So if you buy your share for $200,000, 5 years later, you would be selling it for $220,000. Did I do that right? Yeah.
Sounded about right.
I was told there would be no math, but.
Or no, $210,000, right?
All right.
No, 220.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's too early to math on
my. How did I do that to myself? Especially after a weekend like we just had at the working so hard at the
market fair.
You and I spoke for a few minutes at the market fair, and you were talking about the support that that Northfield has shown for Grace One community, and the enthusiasm that this community is showing for Grace One. How's everything going in that direction?
Yeah, like I was mentioning Saturday, we're really pleased with how things are going. Mm-hmm. We're obviously impatient to get the project, mm-hmm, off the ground, and we encourage everybody who has. If it's, like I like to tell people, if it's even a twinkle in your eye right now,
right,
reach out, stop in and talk to Todd. We're in a really important part of the project right now here in Northfield. So we're in the interest building period.
Mm-hmm.
So we have certain goals and objectives for the amount of reservations we want to have before we start doing outreach and making sure we have enough interest to build this building, and that at least half of it will be full when we're ready to open. So, and not only from a getting the building built perspective, we're doing a very important thing for the cooperative long term, in that we are building the waiting list of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So the waiting list on the cooperative, and anyone who's called senior housing, whether it's a cooperative or a rental organization, knows that waiting lists get really long really fast.
Right.
So it's a good idea to be proactive if you want to live, if you want to have your choice of living, whether it's a co-op or our co-op or one in the state. Early action is really critical.
Yeah.
So I always encourage people, get involved, either to live there when we open or to get on the waiting list. I can't stress that enough. It's one of the best kept secrets in Minnesota. And I've spoken to a lot of disappointed people who have sat on waiting lists for, you know, 5 years, 7 years, nine years.
Wow.
7500 York, which is the first co-op developed in our state in the 70s. If you want a 3-bedroom, according to their website, it's about a 9 to an 11-year wait list right now.
Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah.
So even if you're years out, still get on that wait list.
100%.
Yeah.
Ryan.
So I'm like, should I add my name now? Like,
I wasn't gonna out Rich like this, but I did leave a folder with him.
I've got it in, sitting on my desk actually. So yeah,
there you go.
I qualify. I'm right there, man. And yes. I the beauty of that is I'm right at the edge of qualification, so I could maximize my time at Grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's the number one regret of people that live in a co-op. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
That I didn't do it sooner.
Mm.
People love this lifestyle. The turnover is very low. The community cohesion is very high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people typically, you will see people living their life out in a cooperative.
Yeah.
Because they've got a fabulous supportive community there. The building is designed and built in such a way that they don't have to take the stairs. They have the wider doorways, the higher toilet seats, all of the ADA accessibility that... Mm-hmm. makes life a little easier to navigate, literally and figuratively.
Yeah,
exists in a cooperative.
Yes.
So people stay here, you know, and you know, then the waiting list is there for when if they can't stay there, or if they did live their life out and their family is now in the position mm-hmm. to have to remarket that share,
mm-hmm.
then the waiting list is there of people to come in to resale the share. That's all handled within the cooperative and. For a very low fee, mm-hmm. Our Baxter Cooperative, their board has set their fee at $1,000.
Oh.
Flat fee for the legal transfer to the next party.
That's not bad.
And it's seamless, so that's nice too.
And not for nothing, but it's going to be pretty close to the hospital, which is where I go see my doctor. I mean, that's every 3 months, so that's perfect too.
You can walk over to your doctor appointment,
which perfect. She would really appreciate if I did that too. So,
So where can folks go to find out more information, get themselves on this list, all that good stuff?
Yeah. Well, we like to meet people where they're at. So we have a lot of different ways you can contact us. We have a website.
Okay.
GraceWinLiving.com, GRACEWIN, living.com. And you can navigate to us from there. And we also have leased a local sales office here in Northfield. For people that prefer to meet in person or have an appointment with us, that's at 2018 Jefferson Road.
Right.
So out by Grand Plaza mm-hmm. and James Gang Coffee. Most people know where those are here in town.
So you can have your appointment and get a cup of coffee before or after. There you go.
We'll even make you coffee if you want, but we love James Gang, and we might grab some scones from over there too.
Oh, perfect.
So Todd... our salesperson, Todd, is there Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, except on Tuesdays he leaves at 1 o'clock, so 10 to 1 on Tuesdays. And you can call us, too, 507-222-8960.
All right.
Once again, that's 507-222-8960. And you can email us at info@gracewinliving.com, and we're also all over Facebook, Instagram, and X. I mean, we really just try to make it easy. Yeah. The ease of your life starts with getting in touch with us.
All right.
And then it moves and just continues that way as you move into the co-op.
Fantastic.
Well, sold. I know I'm a ways out, but I'm keeping this in mind.
I love it.
Thanks, Lisa, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you guys. It's always great to... be at KYMN.
Always good to see you, Lisa.
And I love that your tower is going to be getting funded and things are continuing on.
Yes.
Congratulations to you. And
thank you.
I can't tell you how much I personally value, and I know the people of this town value you guys.